This is episode number 2357 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 23rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Christina Hack. Is it Hawk or Hack?
I think it's Hawk. I think it's Hawk, but Hawk. It sounds better Hack. It's spelled like Hack.
Christina Hack Elmusa Anstead Hack Hall.
Hack Hall. Hack Hall. Oh, my God. And future last name to be reserved.
Yes. Dot, dot, dot. She learned that she has mercury and lead poisoning after experiencing some unexplained health stuff for years.
Wow. Yeah, I heard about the health stuff, but yeah.
The flipper-flop alum revealed on Thursday that her test results might stem from all the years she spent renovating old houses.
Oh.
There you go.
She's not the only one in that game.
Right.
Really, how long did she spend in any of those houses? Long enough to do the walkthrough and to get the hell out of there. I mean, because none of these guys do anything. They do stuff for the shot, and right. then they move aside, and that's where the real magic comes in, kids.
And a lot of the houses she renovated weren't that old.
I don't know.
They were done before a certain year.
In Flip or Flop, it seemed to be the grosser the house they could find, that's what they were looking for in the beginning. Remember that? She would scream when she'd go through walkthroughs she'd see dead mice.
That was part of the drama.
You know, feces in the toilet and, you know, stuff like that.
Cockroaches. The cucarachas.
Cucarachas. Right? Well, I'm sorry that she's sick. I mean,
so she says they're first detoxing all this through herbs and IVs, and then
she's smoking
we'll see
any
how
toe
she
vapor
feels.
Or what?
I don't know. And then they'll see how she feels and tackle her implants.
Oh, they're gonna tackle her implants. See, this is where the truth comes out.
Okay, she got all the filler under eye filler dissolved.
Again, more truth because we really didn't know publicly that she had had augmentation in any way or shape or form. We just guessed.
A lot of people have augmentation that we have no idea.
Well,
it's
we have
secret.
Plenty of idea. You can tell. You know, they were on that show for how long? She changed appearance from the beginning to the end. It's like she went from being a looking woman to super hot. Now she's back to this, I don't know what you want to call it.
Oh, my gosh, you're so shallow.
But, have you met me?
The under-eye filler was causing an inflammatory reaction. God. And how do they dissolve it? That just sounds... Ew.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then what happens to the dissolved stuff that's still in your system?
Do you pass it? Suck it out?
Well, maybe they do. I don't know. I actually think it's going to travel through your liver. That's what I know about anatomy, because that's what happens. All the bad crap goes through your liver, and hopefully your liver can take it.
I know about anatomy. I just don't know what they do with fillers, face fillers and stuff.
Well, it's got to go somewhere. You know what? Good for her that she's making these admissions about beauty and all that stuff. And
that's true.
She's got plenty of money. She could go
have
something else done to her later than, you know, whatever.
And you know what? She's going to be fine without the fillers.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
She just puts her eyelashes on and then she's another person.
There's just not enough room for the rest of her
face.
Because
you know when she doesn't have her eyelashes on, she does look different.
No, we do
you
wish her the
some
best.
Some people wear those really long, like, lampshade.
Yeah, speaking of Christmas, you could put them in the front window all holiday season.
Anyway.
We wish her all the best.
I hope she feels better. I really do.
Yeah, really, because we don't want anybody to be sick. And can't wait to see what she looks like, you know, when she's like just regular old Christina. Hack Hall Anstead.
Talk about a birthday surprise.
Ooh.
Samuel L. Jackson. Oh. He looks good as an action hero.
Yes, he does.
He shocked a miniature one.
What's in your wallet?
He shocked fans when he rang in his 74th birthday on Wednesday by liking hardcore porn on Twitter.
Well, I say good for him. He's 74. He's harmless, right? He's a married man. I hear he's been married to the same woman since 1980, 33 years or something, he said. And something like, you know what? We made the decision years ago that we weren't going to quit at this.
Right.
We're just going to, whatever it is, we're going to make it work. And they've made it work. And they have mad respect for each other. I'm pretty sure she knows about his porn habit. Okay, whatever.
Probably so.
He's Samuel L. Jackson, people. Come on.
He liked porn tweets filled with videos which included sexually explicit clips.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. porn.
A.K.A. Yeah.
By the time he removed the videos from his feed,
he felt guilty. Okay, all right.
He was already trending.
Of course he was.
He was trending on Twitter.
He was trending on Twitter.
But not before observers commented, Samuel L. Jackson, old freaky ass, we can see your likes, someone Twitter wrote.
Look, people who live in glass houses should not cast stones.
My guess is, this is my guess, because
yeah.
he's a pretty, he's up and up guy, you know.
Oh, sure, of course.
My guess is, by liking the tweets,
yeah,
because he is who he is and the way he is, I sincerely doubt he realized they'd be streaming little porn clips on his feed.
Probably not. Yeah, because he's 74. So that's the other part. Is that 74, you don't exactly understand how the internet works.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of understand.
You know what?
You hit like, my mother does that. She hits like, and then she gets a virus. And it's like, mom, just stay off the internet.
Your mom is bad
on the
internet.
Yeah, she's bad on the internet.
I wouldn't be saying that stuff about Samuel L. if I were you, because he'll come pound your ass.
You know he will. No, he won't. He won't.
No, he wouldn't, but he could.
You know, it's amazing to me that he's 74.
I know.
I just never think of him as being that old. You know?
No.
But I guess it's true.
He's just tough.
He's tough.
Samuel L. Jackson's cool.
He's mother effing tough, that's for sure.
Another person pointed out, Samuel L. Jackson, hi mate, letting you know your likes are public and everyone can see them.
Even in incognito mode, they can see them. Just to point that out.
Oh,
you
really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, because these are going to the Twitter server. All the incognito mode does is it hides your browser, and it doesn't keep your history, but it probably does. It just hides it, your browser history. So that's all that does.
So Sam had admitted in the past that he likes a little porn, including anime, hentai, which he shared in an interview with Wired magazine back in 2018.
Okay, so we know.
So
it's innocent.
Various interests.
It's a big booming business. Believe me, if I didn't think I was going to go to hell for being in the porn business, I'd find a way to own a porn company because I'd be rich, rich, rich.
We would be rich.
Also go to hell. So.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Porn is for the devil. Remember that.
Is that what you tell yourself every time you click on it?
Stop that. With our apologies to Samuel L. Jackson, because, dude, you're the man. And Halle Berry, happy Halle Days.
Happy Halle Day.
More Who Cares next week. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.